Absolutely. It's great news for Derryside and Stranraer to council to again be a trailblazer in terms of our social policies and how we take these things forward. What it will mean in terms of our council area is our council staff, people who are employed by the council, will have protections and they will have particular policies for women who are going through these issues. There's a lot of health issues relating to menopause that people wouldn't even be aware of. Things that affect even brain fog, tiredness, other issues that people don't even associate with menopause, that employers be more aware of those issues, be more aware of how to deal with those issues, be more aware of how to sensitively deal with staff who are experiencing those issues, instead of more or less saying to people, put yourself together, it's an aging process and get over it. It's about being sensitive to staff needs, being sensitive to the needs of people who are coming through our services, being sensitive all around. We are a very innovative council in terms of we have the period poverty policies as well, which we have taken forward, which we were the first council in the north to do that as well. So I think it's all really good progress in terms of ensuring that our social policies are right for our citizens and for the staff that we employ through council as well.
Arguably, there is a barrier there, isn't it, there between the employee and the manager in terms of talking about this. Hopefully now that this will break down that barrier.
Absolutely. Menopause has always been a taboo subject. Even when it was mooted that we would look at bringing in a menopause policy, there was people in the chamber that sort of squirmed around it and thought, oh, maybe we shouldn't talk about this. But like period poverty, the menopause is something that we absolutely should be talking about, and it's something that we absolutely should be understanding, because if people are experiencing issues because of the menopause, then we need to be taking steps to ensure that we're doing everything that we can to support them instead of hiding these things away. These aren't taboo subjects anymore. These are absolutely subjects that we need to be supporting women through, and I am very proud to be part of a council that has taken these issues forward.
And is it something that maybe perhaps you'd like to see taken on board by Donegal County Council here across the border?
I would love to see it taken forward, not only by Donegal County Council, I would like to see it taken forward by employers across Ireland, because it doesn't just affect women who work within the council. It affects women in every step of life, no matter what area that you work in. If you're a woman who is aging, who is experiencing symptoms of the menopause, well then you need to be supported by your employer. So I think every employer should be looking at implementing a menopause policy.